motivation to pursue our dreams and to do the things that we want to get done in life is very, very important. Motivation never lasts, and as such, we have to have constant doses of motivation. People get motivation from different places, and in this video, I'll be sharing certain sources of motivation that you can tap into to keep yourself going from time to time. My name is Fawn Peter, and on this channel, I share tips and lessons that I have used to make my life better and happier in the hopes that you can use them too. Motivation is a thing that lasts and swells up in the moment, and if you don't keep it going, if you don't keep yourself going, you could possibly run out of it. So it's important to have sources that you can tap into and get your motivation to keep you going for the sake of your survival, your sanity, your peace, your joy, and your dreams. There are different sources you could get motivation from. Number one, books. Books are a very important part of my life, and books should be a fairly important part of everybody's life. It's important to read books, not just because you're trying to learn something for business or for a certain task. When you read books, you tap into people's experiences, you tap into what people have seen, felt, known, how they have handled tasks, how they've gotten to where they want to get to. And it's very important to read books in your niche, books that concern the things that you want, books that concern people that have gotten to where you want to get to in your life at some point. When you read these books, you get to see their life, you see the behind the scenes, you understand what they've done, you understand how they did it, you understand how they got to where they got to, and you're tapping to these experiences, and it makes you feel like, I can do it. If this person was able to do it, then I could most likely get it done. And if at all you can't get it done, reading other people's experiences and just general experiences and things about that area, that niche, makes you understand what you can do, what you cannot do. It helps you understand where to set your limits, where to set your boundaries. It helps you know what to do. It helps you know how to go about pursuing your dreams, getting the things you want, you know, how to go about being the person that you want to be. So if you're looking for motivation for a particular thing in life, pick up a book. You can research, get on Google, find books relating to what you're looking for. There are books on business, there are books on how to make money, there are books on work, there are books on love, sex, relationship, books on murder, books on serial killers, books on different things. So if you're trying to understand a certain phenomena or a certain thing, maybe to help, maybe to make a difference, maybe to help yourself, maybe to dive into that area, whatever the case may be, reading books can give you motivation on how to go about what you want to do. For instance, you want to be a private investigator and you need to understand murder, you need to understand serial killers to be able to get better in that field. There are books on those, you can read them, and by the time you start reading them and understanding what goes on in that field, it makes you powerful. You feel more powerful and confident about the fact that you can do what you want to do. So it's important to read books. Can actually be a great source of motivation. Number two, music. This goes without saying, I'm sure this is one huge source of motivation for a lot of people. It's pretty much the same thing as what people do in books, they just do it through music. People sing about how they feel, people sing about what they've done, people sing about their experiences, people sing about what they want, where they've been, what they want to be, where they want to be. And when you listen to music and really listen to music and listen to the words, it inspires you, it gives you power. You can relate with people and you can feel like, okay, I can get this done. You may not have even known what you want to do or what you want to be. You may not even know you want a certain thing. You may just, you know, not be sure of what you want, but then you listen to a song, and the moment you listen to that song, you have an idea, you have a feeling, you relate, you identify with that person, you begin to have ideas, you begin to have dreams. So even if you're a person who doesn't have a dream yet, music is one of the ways of inspiring that dream. Music is one of the ways of motivating you to go for that dream. Music is like a turning point in the life of many people. And this is not just random music. Like I say, the songs you listen to tell a lot about you. So what songs are you listening to? What messages are you getting from these songs? What are you learning from these songs? Even the most ridiculous song can actually teach you something in some way. It may be a one-liner. It may be one word in the whole song. It may be the whole song. Music can be a very huge source of motivation. And also, it's important to be careful of the kinds of songs that you listen to, because music feeds your brain. It just sends information and drops messages in your brain without you even doing it on purpose. And those things tend to influence you. Like I said earlier, music can spark and inspire new dreams in you, new thoughts, new beliefs. So it is a very huge way that people motivate themselves, and people also motivate others. So if you're looking for motivation today, music is one of the ways you can.
You can Google songs about whatever it is you're looking for, songs about love, songs about health, songs about hope.
There are songs about different things. You can Google these things if you're looking for something that would inspire you, give you an idea, just make you feel like you're in the right place and you can do what you need to do. Motivation never lasts. We need good doses of it. So get on Google now, find songs, or maybe you already have your own arsenal of songs that you can use to conquer depression, to conquer hopelessness. Listen to them, because music is one huge source of motivation. Number three, conversations. I love conversations, absolutely love conversations. Conversations teach you so many things. When you're the kind of person who has conversations with people, you tap into the minds of other people. And it may not be people that are in your field or that have done something you want to do, but there's always a lesson somewhere. The lesson could simply be a way not to think, a way not to act, a way not to talk, some things not to say, and then it could be things to do, things you should definitely adopt and emulate. But the more you have conversations with people, the more you know about life, the more you know about people, the more you know about situations, the more you know about phenomena. And these can come together to inform you to a point where you get motivated to do a certain thing. Having conversations with people and seeing how barren people feel, seeing how gay people feel, seeing how people from different walks of life feel, understanding people's culture teaches you different things. If you have a conversation with someone who's barren and doesn't have a child, it just could inspire you to adopt children. If you have a conversation with an orphan, you may be inspired to start an orphanage. It can inspire you towards different things. And even if it doesn't inspire you to start some big thing like adopt a child or open an orphanage, it could inspire you to help people in the little ways that you can. It could inspire you towards your own goal. It could inform you and give you messages and information and lessons that you can put in your own career path, in your life, in your lifestyle. You could talk to people, learn about their experiences and their past, and learn that, oh, so I'm going to do this for myself. I'm going to do this in my job. I'm going to do this with what I'm doing. So basically, having conversations with people goes a long way motivating you to start your business after talking to a businessman, motivating you to adopt a child after talking to an orphan, motivating you to go and get the life, the dream life that you want for yourself after talking to someone who has been there, who has done that, who had results. It could also be motivation to not give up on your dreams because you just spoke to someone who had trials and tribulations and had the process and endured the process and worked the process, and the process worked for him or her. And your conversation is such that you learn from that, you pick up, then you see that this is something I'm experiencing right now and I can definitely do it. So sometimes when you feel like you lack motivation, talk to people. And it's not just every and anyone you should talk to. There are people that you should talk to, people in that field, people you know have experiences, people you know would be able to tell you something you could learn from, people you know can teach you, people you know have lessons, people you know have advice, life advice that you could learn, that you could use. And even if it's not for anything at the moment, it can inspire you towards something. I've had conversations with people and I've gotten inspired to start a new thing, something I didn't even think of before, something I probably didn't even know in the last 2 minutes. And in the next second, I'm inspired towards something, and I'm inspired towards my own personal goals, and I'm inspired towards all the things that I have wanted. So inspiration and motivation can come from having conversations with people. Just make sure you have conversations with the right people. Number four, religion. We all have our different religions. Some people are atheists, some people are Buddhists, some people are Muslims, some people are Christians, whatever your religion may be. This doesn't apply to everyone because, like I said, some people are atheists. But if you have a religion that you believe in strongly and you have faith in, this could be a very big source of motivation. Sometimes you're down and you feel like you can't do it anymore, you can't make it, you're losing hope, you're losing it. You go to your God, you go to your
your scriptures, you go to whatever beliefs you believe in, whatever practices you have, and that could sometimes bring you up. Actually, a lot of the time, if not most of the time, it goes a long way, making you feel better, making you feel like you can do, giving you hope. I mean, it's all about faith, right? So people have different religions and different beliefs and different practices, and your religion is one of the ways you can have more motivation. So sometimes when you feel like you're losing hope, go on your knees, go to God in prayer, read your Bible, listen to a sermon, go to the church, talk to your pastor, talk to your friend, your church member, someone who shares the same faith and believe as you. Talk to God. Turn to your religion and you will always find faith, hope, and motivation in there. Number 5, mentors. Very important. Almost every successful person has a mentor, has someone to look up to, has someone they looked up to, has someone they admire, someone that inspires them, someone that motivates them just by watching them, just by seeing them, just by seeing what they do. So it's important to have a mentor in a field that you're interested in, a field that you want, a field that you have dreams in, or just a mentor generally. It could be personal life, could be career, could be whatever the case may be. But it helps if you have a mentor, and when you're feeling down and you feel like you're losing it, you're giving up and you can't make it, you look at your mentor, you talk to your mentor, you look at the life of your mentor. Sometimes we may not have personal relationships with our mentors and role models, but then you can always look at them from afar, read their books, look at things they're doing, learn about their life, learn about what they've done, what they've been through, how they've done it, what they do, what they say, how they feel, how they are, the things they do, the things they believe in, the practices that they carry out. Those things could motivate you. I love Oprah Winfrey, and when I just think of her and think of certain other people, I'm like, you can do this. You actually can. These people have been there. Look at them, emulate them, look at their lifestyle, and let them be a source of inspiration and hope to you. Let them be one of the biggest reasons you tell yourself, I can do it. If this person did it, I can do it. I will do it. You listen to that person talk. And if you can have a one-on-one relationship with them, a personal relationship with them, it would also help. So mentors are also a very, very big source of motivation. And trust me, anyone you make your mentor, when it's a mutual agreement, that person always wants to help you, because every successful person wants to help other people, especially when it is people tapping into what you've been through, your own experiences, in a way to help themselves, inspire them. They'll always want to help. So have a mentor today. Number 6, goals. Goals. It is very important to set your goals, have your vision. And the minute you have your goals, you have a vision, you have a plan, you have where you want to head to, when you're losing it, go back to the drawing board. Look at it, plan, re-strategize, run your goals through and through in your head. Play with them, think about them, visualize them, get ready for them, think, be positive about them. So just focus on your goals. That can also help motivate you. I know that sometimes you're losing motivation because you're focusing on your goals and you don't get them, but have a positive mindset. Look at your goals, analyze them again, really think about them, and use all these other methods I've talked about, and you'll most likely feel motivated again. After all, you were motivated in the first place to create that goal. So always go back to your goals. Go back and check them out. Go back and remind yourself why you're doing, remind yourself what you're gonna do, and remind yourself why you set out to do it. That takes me to number 7. Why? What is your why? Very important. What is your why? What is the reason you set out to get that thing? What is the reason you want the thing you want? What is your why? You need to understand the reason you're doing what you're doing, the reason you are who you are, the reason you want what you want, the reason you're going for what you want. Once you understand that, even when you are in your darkest hours, that reason will always stand out at you and scream at you, this is why we want this thing. And that on its own is very powerful and very capable of motivating you and making you get back up and get to what you wanted to do. For instance, you want to adopt a child to take one child out of suffering and misery, and then the process gets very, very hard, and you sit back and you're like, I don't want to do it anymore, I don't even have the motivation anymore, it's just stressing me out. And then, but why do I want to do this in the first place? And your why reminds you that there are children out there suffering day in, day out. And you think of the picture and you think of what they're experiencing and you think of the people you know that have experienced it, or if you have experienced it. That's enough to make you get back to it, to make you put more effort into it, to motivate you, to just make you decide, I'm going to make this happen regardless. people that grew up in orphanage homes, people that have not had parents, tend to want to make life better for other people that have been in such situations. That's why you see people that have come out of refugee camps being advocates for international displaced people, trying to make life better for them. And even though they make no money and it gets difficult, they keep going at it because they have a why, and they remember their why every single time. So what is your why? Go back to your why and always remember your why. When you're looking for motivation and you're lacking motivation, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why did I set out? And if your why is powerful enough, you will get right back to the task you set out to in the first place. These are the tips that I have that can help you give yourself good doses of motivation. Remember, motivation never lasts, so it's important to keep giving yourself these doses. If you have more tips, please, I want more motivation, and I think everyone wants that too. So please share with us in the comment section. Remember, you can also subscribe to this channel if you like the content that you get here. Also tap the notification button to be the first to know when a new video is up every week. And if you enjoyed it, you can hit the like button and share this video to your friends and family. For more similar content, check out my podcast, The Fix Podcast, up on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. I'll see you next week.